It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we've been talking about how words matter. Today, we want to talk a little bit about say what you'd want said to you. Our scripture comes from Luke 6:31. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. One of the simplest tests for our words is this. If somebody said it to me, how would it feel? If you think about that, that'll stop all of your words, I promise. Jesus gave us a standard that reaches into every part of life, including our speech. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Speak to people the way that you would want to be spoken to. That means before making that cutting remark that's at the tip of your tongue, and before we repeat that juicy story, or before we fire off that irritated text because you're so mad, we ought to stop and ask, would I want these words spoken about me? That question changes everything, because in real life, this may happen when you're frustrated with your spouse or aggravated with the kids or disappointed in a friend or maybe just talking with coworkers after someone has made a mistake. In those moments, it's the easiest thing to do. Let your emotions do the talking. But Jesus calls us to something higher. He calls us to words shaped by compassion, grace, and humility. Most of us know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of those hurtful words, because at some point in time, we've all heard them. We know how long harsh comments can stick around. We know how gossip can make you feel exposed, embarrassed, and even alone. Because we know that pain, we should be even more careful not to hand it to somebody else. But boy, can we be quick to do that. The golden rule is not just about actions. It's about attitude. It means we do not speak down to people or belittle them or tear them apart just because we're upset. Instead, we choose words that protect dignity and preserve relationships and reflect the heart of Christ. So today, let this be your filter. Speak only what you would be grateful to hear if roles were reversed. That one principle can keep you from a lot of regret and lead you into a lot of grace. So before you speak today, flip that situation around. If you would not want it said to you, do not say it to them. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us speak to others the way that we would want to be spoken to, and guard us from careless, harsh, or selfish words. Fill our mouths with kindness and patience and grace, and so that our speech reflects your love. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.